Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we'll have a look at explaining the procedure of the different kinds of bridges to the patient. So, let's start! When recommending a dental bridge, several factors are considered, such as age, number of missing teeth, the size of the gap, the condition of the neighboring teeth, and overall health of the patient's gums and teeth. Bei der Empfehlung einer Brücke werden verschiedene Faktoren einbezogen, wie zum Beispiel das Alter, die Anzahl der fehlenden Zähne, die Größe der Lücke, der Zustand der benachbarten Zähne und der Gesundheitszustand des Zahnfleischs und der Zähne des Patienten. The type of dental bridge the patient needs has been determined, so what happens during a dental bridge procedure? Well, that depends on what type of bridge the patient receives. You can start by informing on the time needed for the whole procedure. Here's an example. A dental bridge is usually placed in two main appointments. The exact steps depend on the type of bridge we choose, but I'll explain everything before we start so you know what to expect. Most bridges take two appointments over a few weeks. Implant bridges take longer because of healing time. Explaining a step-by-step procedure for a traditional dental bridge and a cantilever bridge, where only one supporting tooth needs to be prepared, can look like this. Step 1 is the preparation appointment. First, I'll numb the area with local anesthesia to keep you comfortable during the procedure. Then, I'll carefully prepare the two neighboring teeth, also called abutment teeth. This means reshaping them slightly so they can support crowns. We're making space so the bridge fits securely and comfortably. Next, I'll take an impression or a digital scan, and the shade of your teeth. This allows the dental technician to create a bridge that fits your bite and matches your natural tooth color. Before you leave, I'll place a temporary bridge to protect your teeth and improve appearance. It will take about 2 to 4 weeks to make your dental bridge. CAD/CAM, computer-aided design and computer-aided manufacturing technology, can be used to create custom bridges in the dental office during the same appointment. Step 2 is the appointment for the final placement. At your second visit, I'll remove the temporary bridge and try in the final one. I'll check the fit, bite, and color carefully. If everything looks good, I'll permanently cement the bridge in place. Instead of saying cement, you can use the verb bond. An example, I will bond your new dental bridge in place.
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag. Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's zweimal im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
Explaining a step-by-step procedure for the Maryland Bridge or adhesive bridge, which is bonded to the back of neighboring teeth, can look like this. This type of bridge is more conservative. In many cases, we don't need to drill the neighboring teeth at all. I will prepare your teeth for the metal wings, take dental impressions, and send them to a dental lab. Once your final bridge is ready, a second office visit will be scheduled. During this appointment, your new Maryland bridge is tried in and the fit checked. Some dental etch will be applied to the back surfaces of the neighboring teeth. This helps the bonding of the dental cement. Now, the wings of the bridge are bonded to the back of the neighboring teeth. Let's continue with the implant-supported bridge. This option involves more steps because it includes implant surgery, but it's very stable and long-lasting. Step 1. Implant placement. I will give you anesthesia to numb your mouth and keep you comfortable. We surgically place dental implants into the jawbone. After that, we allow several months for healing so the implants can fuse with the jawbone. This process is also known as osseointegration and takes 3 to 6 months on average. Depending on your situation, it may even take longer. Step 2. Impression and bridge fabrication. Once healing is complete, I'll take an impression or scan. The dental lab will create a bridge that attaches to the implants. Step 3. Final placement. At the final appointment, the bridge is securely attached to the implants. Dental cement or tiny screws may be used to do this. It shouldn't hurt. Comparing procedures. Patient summary. The main differences between bridge types is what supports the bridge, natural teeth or implants, and how much preparation is needed. I'll always recommend the option that best fits your dental health, lifestyle, and budget. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To fuse, verschmelzen. To numb, betäuben. To take an impression, einen Abdruck nehmen. To reshape, umformen, umarbeiten. Securely, sicher, fest. On average, im Durchschnitt. Tiny screws, winzige Schrauben. Healing, Heilung. Jawbone, Kieferknochen. Dental etch, Ätzgel, Ätzmittel. Bite, Biss. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit den Hygieneempfehlungen für Brücken. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz. Der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.